Hello, I'm Glenn LaSanta. I'm at Big Data Week. I'm speaking to Ed. Ed, what's your connection with big data?
I'm the program chair for O'Reilly's Strata Conference, which we've been running for 3 years now on big data and analytics. I'm also the editor-in-chief of an academic peer-reviewed journal called Big Data.
So you've been deep, knee-deep in big data for some while then?
More than knee-deep, certainly.
And were you around in data before it was called big data? Have you been a data analyst for a long time?
No, not really. I mean, my background has been in software and emerging technology, and we certainly noticed that with Web 2.0 and other trends that data was really the main asset in the way that companies like Google and Facebook were operating, and that was part of a larger trend.
Do you think this has happened accidentally, or has this been engineered by the likes of Google and Facebook?
I don't think it's happened accidentally, but I don't think it's happened intentionally either. The reason we have big data now is a byproduct of the digitization of society, and everything we do is instrumented and it throws off data. Add in the internet and the connected user, and you have vast multiplication of data that most organizations need to deal with.
And how do they deal with it? What's the best practice here?
Well, we're really early in a lot of this game, and we're starting to learn the best practices. There's certainly some principles you can throw out about big data, such as, you know, instrumenting everything in a process, trying to keep the feedback loops small in your organization so that data can drive those. Don't make decisions about what is erroneous data early in the game or how data ought to be formatted. Keep all of it and decide later on what you want to do with it. So there are some principles, but really it's a very early stage in the game.
So an exciting garage computing era in big data then?
It certainly is. You know, the modern equivalent of the garage is really, you know, your credit card and Amazon Web Services. And that's where a lot of startups and actually a lot of entrepreneurial people inside big organizations whose IT departments don't necessarily know that they're doing it, are, you know, able to do innovative things very quickly with the cloud.
And will it change the world?
The world is changing. And big data is part of the change.